The most amazing band of all time. All time. Now you remember that. Okay, anyway, let's listen to Arcader. So good. You're listening to the Trash Candy Show. And yeah, this is Trash Candy. And yeah, you're listening to Radioactive Radio. Okay.
Get fucking active.
Yeah. Okay, whatever the fuck that's supposed to be. Okay, cool. Yeah, we gotta get active.
We gotta get active, man.
Yeah, man. Everyone get active, man. Get active. Do something.
This Saturday, you can start with anti-SUV day. Deflate their fucking tires.
And if you want to use a knife, feel free.
Don't deflate their tires. Feel free to use it.
I say, however, this is why I say do not slash the tires, because you're only supporting fucking the tire industry.
Really?
Yeah, dude. You're making them buy new tires. Who gets the money? The tire industry.
And they donate heavily to the Republican Party.
Really?
You bet your ass.
See, es la verdad.
Okay.
That's why I drive a shopping cart.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Can I get a ride?
Gas mileage.
Really? Oh, no shit.
That's why I take the San Diego trolley and bus.
Man, but it's kind of expensive, yo.
You guys should take a lesson from Sergio Typhoon and scoot into the future.
I don't scoot at all. That dude scoots. I skate.
Public transportation is expensive. However, gas is more expensive.
Okay.
And worse for our environment.
Okay. So anyway, let's move on to some trash candy news. Okay. So anyway, oh really? Okay. Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out
to Razor Scooters.
Skateboards
and okay. old school scooters.
Okay, so let's get back. Serious business. Okay, so I was talking with a couple of French people today, and they were telling me that that basically, as of recent, I guess it's always kind of been a popular sport in France to burn American flags, but I guess the sport is picking up popularity. And I said, okay, well, what do you do? You know, like, well, I'm like, you know, what's it like? What do you do about burning the flag? And they said, well, you know, we usually have big flag burning parties, you know, and we you know, use the flag as toilet paper and like all this kind of stuff. And you know, they seem pretty proud of themselves. And, you know, I mean, the irony, of course, is they're in the United States and they're smoking Marlboros and drinking Budweiser and stuff. And
they drink Budweiser in France.
Wait a second.
What?
They drink Budweiser in France?
They drink Budweiser here.
They
drink it
in
France.
They do
no, man. They live here.
Seriously, who the fuck drinks Budweiser?
Yeah.
What? I drink Budweiser, man.
But you're not French.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. So this kind of brought to mind this next newsreel that we have here. Okay. Now, this is here in politics. So this is just in. Okay. Outrage. American flag toilet paper sells big and Middle East, okay? Okay. Okay.
So, I imagine there's a funny graphic.
Okay, yeah, dude, check it out, dude. Look at this picture, dude.
It looks like the Ayatollah wiping his ass.
He's all, woo! I just thought of it in my room one time. Hey, you wipe your ass. You wipe your ass on the American flag. Hey, that's funny.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, really?
You know what that kind of reminds me of?
Okay, what?
The fucking keyboard necktie.
The keyboard? Oh, really? Okay, no. How?
Because he wiped his ass with it one time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
You were there, weren't you, Sergio?
Okay, so anyway, okay, let's...
Next.
Okay, let me tell... Okay, so one of the hottest-selling items in Arab countries is the toilet paper, bearing the image of Old Glory, according to Marianne Marfosh, a Middle East specialist with the Department of Foreign Affairs. It's possible, as we speak, thousands of people in Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Libya, Afghanistan, and elsewhere are wiping their butts with stars and stripes. Wiping their asses with stars and stripes, the diplomat reveals. It's a very disturbing trend, to say the least.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Why? What, are you a patriot?
Yeah. Dr. Marfosh says
like
that
Mel Gibson?
That as soon as as soon as she found out about the star-spangled TP, she placed an irate call to the manufacturer. Okay, the manufacturer is called, quote, Death to American Paper Products, DTAPP. Let's give a hand to DTAPP, yeah?
Yay. Where do they get their paper?
Is there a website? Can I order some of this? Is that recycled paper?
I don't know,
it
man.
Better be.
Okay.
I thought they wiped their hands with their arse with their hands there.
Really? No, there are some.
We don't have to worry about the SEC.
Okay. Anyway, she demanded they recall the product from the store shelves and discontinue its production. Unfortunately, she reports, the company president I spoke to just laughed and said, "But I thought you Americans were all about free market economy." Okay. Then the conversation demoralized deteriorated into insults, which gave me the opportunity to use some Arabic curses I've memorized, such as "May your hemorrhoids swell to the size of a camel's hump." Though she had no proof, Marfosh believed it possible that Al Qaeda and possibly Osama bin Laden himself is pulling the strings of DTAPP, which also makes such a novelty items as George Bush punching bags, Uncle Sam dartboards, and children's pop-up books that glorifies the violence of 9/11.
Hey, those are all American cultural items, though, right?
Yeah, I actually own that pop-up book.
Oh, dude. Oh, nice. Nice, dude. So, anyway. Okay, any questions or comments about the DTAPP?
I'd like to know where they import their paper.
I honestly think it should be recycled.
It's Pakistani.
Otherwise, it's hypocritical.
If it comes from the Amazon, I'm fucking throwing a shit fit.
If they're chopping down my rainforest to make fucking American flag teepee, I'm pissed.
By the way, it is
I don't want them chopping down the rainforest to make fucking American flags in general. If they make them out of paper, that is.
I don't know what they make them out of. Man.
Well, the cotton picked by slaves.
All right, what about American flag like banners and shit like that are made out of paper? Fuck that shit.
I don't know. Let me ask you this: do you use toilet paper?
I use 100% recycled paper as toilet paper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's the trees, or it's the toilet paper the trees prefer.
Or a warm washcloth.
Well, you know, in Thailand, I lived there for a year, man. They don't use paper at all.
What do they use?
Water.
Keyboard neckties.
No, I'm sorry. No, really. No, well, they actually, no. There's actually, it doesn't matter. They actually have like AMPM kind of places, right? And you go in there, you like, normally the AMPM bathrooms are pretty nasty, right? You know, in the United States. No. In Thailand, they're sparkling, right? They're actual showers. Well, because Thai people shower like 3 or 4 times a day.
Why don't we have them run the AMPM?
I don't know, man.
Good idea.
Well, anyway, they have little shower squirt things that you literally shower your ass. Okay, now you
mean
squirt.
A bidet?
Yeah, like
no, kind of, no, but it's like a shower that you shoot
that
up your ass.
We don't have
it's
these.
Different.
We I have one in the kitchen sink, but not in the bathroom sink. I just need to get one in the, one that comes off, like with it's like in there and it's got a little stretchy hose. It's like all bendy.
Lipping gave us a fucking sour faucet like that.
Really?
Our old landlord.
Really? Like that.
And his landlord now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he moved into me and his old house.
Uh-huh.
In Japan, though, they have some toilets with little buttons that make a flushing sound. So if you have to, like, fart or take a shit, it's going to be quite, like, audible. Like, people are going to hear it, like, You push the button so it goes, while you're doing it.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, they have one at Meiji Gakuin University.
Oh, no shit, man.
And I saw one at this in Akihabara.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
Like, flush it, like, in the middle of your class or something? Like,
hey, boy, it's only in the bathroom.
If there's other dudes in the bathroom and you don't want them to hear your fart.
Oh, you know what though? This is a great new invention. Now, the thing is I know a lot of Japanese people. They have some seriously amazing gadgets on their cell phones, right? On their cell phones. They press a button, it can make any sound, it can do anything, I mean, you can literally get like you can get like blood sugar, taken from these things, man. I mean, they're amazing. They should have the flushing thing, on your cell phones. You take the cell phone with you to the toilet and just go.
They have some cell phones that you can check, like that you can push in a number on the fish at the store, and it can tell you when and where the fish was caught.
What, dude?
And you can check for the last time the train leaves at night from where you're going from on your cell phone.
Wow. They have that, but they don't have the toilet flush thing?
Not on the cell phone yet. I hear that's coming next March, man.
Next March. Anyways, guys, so next song, okay? So we've been hearing this in the background, but let's hear it full force. This is Joe Meek. Okay, this guy, you never heard of him? Oh, I'll tell you a little bit about Joe Meek, okay? Joe Meek wrote the song for this band. I think they were called Telstar. And anyway... And this is also like their I don't know. Anyways, it's a rough demo. And anyway,
did you read that off the info?
I read that off.
No.
In parentheses, rough demo. She didn't come up with that. It's written there. Parentheses, rough demo.
We're exposing your secret.
I didn't come up with it either.
You sly fox.
Okay, so check this out. No. I'll tell you about this guy. So anyway, he wrote the song for the band Telstar, and then he got no recognition afterwards. Now I guess he was this analog freak, and he used to hang out with the Moo guy. He, hung out with the Moo guy, and then he also hung out with what's his name, who made the
Jesus.
No, make Jesus.
I was gonna say Mother Mary.
No, I can't think of it at the time. But anyway,
I thought it was Barbara Bush.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. But anyway,
he was more holy
Tipper
than
Gore.
Mother Mary.
Tipper
so
Gore.
He was,
Tipper Gore.
Anyway, Anyways, the guy was this analog freak at the 60s. Okay, well, he got no recognition for this for writing the song, and so he ended up. Yeah, so then he eventually recorded the song on his own, and then afterwards he got kind of depressed, lost his shit. He completely lost his shit, and then killed his landlord.
How'd he kill him?
Death to
he
lipping.
Shot her. He shot the landlord.
No,
and then
Susie.
And then he.
Is that your new landlord?
No. He shot the landlord, and then he shot himself. And so he. Okay. But this is what he recorded right before he killed her. So let's listen to this. Okay. This is Joe Meek with Telstar.
Here we go. Is this
Mexicans. I don't just like them.
Okay, why do you like Mexicans?
Because I live in Barrio Encanto.
Okay, so what does that have to do with
it? In Barrio Encanto, there's
the enchanted ghetto.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Mexicans. Like this guy, Caesar, he used to live next door to me. Then he got kicked out of his house by his landlord because he didn't pay his rent ever. Ever. And then he lived in my shed for a while until Bobby, the other homeless guy who lives with me, or the other job. I guess he's not homeless. He lives in my shed, but he's unemployed. The other unemployed dude who lives with me.
Keep in mind, Sergio, that you used to be
the
homeless guy that lived in my.
I was homeless, but I was not unemployed.
No, you were employed. You worked with me, but you were homeless, and you lived
only
in the landing of
yeah,
SD
that's
House.
True. I lived in this guy's house when I was homeless, but I did have a job, and...
Such important conversations, you know, yeah. Such significance on the Trash Candy Show. Anyway, continue.
I just wanted to mention that I love trash, and I hate candy. Actually, I'm just joking. I like candy too.
You like candy?
You like
Mexicans?
And I love Mexicans. I love Mexicans.
Do you like fried plantains?
I love fried plantains.
I don't.
Come over.
Dude, when I was in Costa Rica,
man, you're racist,
I used to get plantains all the time.
Do you want to come over to my house at like 6 o'clock for like food on Friday and I'll fry some plantains?
Do you have pico gallo?
I definitely have pico de gallo salsa.
I like Mexicans. The boys are kind of cute.
You're not invited.
I don't think you just. Wow, that sounds kind of really. Just the two of you guys alone
just
together.
Just the two of us and my girlfriend.
That's pretty cute. Yeah. Do you think she'll be jealous?
No, she's totally into that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Totally into Sergio Typhoon.
Okay, let's listen.
It's the truth. You should hear me imitate Sergio in bed.
Oh yeah?
It's pathetic.
You know, I really don't want to hear about that. Anyway,
it's
so
pathetic.
Okay, so I'm just going to reiterate for all the Mexican guys that are listening tonight. You're cute. Okay, so anyways, we're going to listen.
Los Ticos?
Yeah, seriously.
What about Los Ticos? Yeah, they're all right. Okay, they're pretty cute. Okay, so anyway, next one. Okay, so we're going to hear a song from another band called I'm Being Good, and these guys are not cute. They're kind of ugly. They're actually no, they're just they're like kind of childlike, you know? Like they're not ugly. They're just they look like they're about 15.
Son feos?
Son feos? No son feos. But no. Anyways, they're from Brighton and in South England, and I saw them down there in this little jazz club, and it was kind of weird. There was this kind of cheesy jazz band that played before them. It kind of sounded like, I don't know what it was. It was like, it was bad though. And then anyways, these guys came on and they blew my mind, and they're called I'm Being Good, and this song is called Black Belt at Cold Hands. let's listen to Sugars.
And like pollute the water, and like she was so stoked that I was like peeing in the dirt.
listening to Radioactive Radio.
And Trash Candy, yeah!
Okay, anyway, yeah, so this is Trash Candy Show. And
Trash Candy, yeah!
Okay. So anyway, we're listening to wow, make me sound so popular for all the millions of Trash Candy listeners that are out there. So anyway, we're listening to Real Coke Cold.
Millions.
Yeah, millions.
Millions upon millions.
Yeah, listening to the Real Coke Cold, Sex on Wheels in the background. So anyways, guys, yeah, we're back. And is it time for some news?
Yeah, let's get some news going, man.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of out of beer right now, except for my Arrogant Bastard Ale, which is tasting like crap right now.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, it's because it's crap. Okay, here we go.
Basically.
Okay, so why don't Mr. Tico Sergio, why don't you read the news for us today?
Bueno.
Bueno.
La Casa Blanca. The White House approves national chain of brothels. Hell yeah.
Sweet.
Washington, D.C., as part of his new campaign to lower the $512 billion U.S. budget deficit that President Bush has accumulated.
That's quite a deficit.
Yeah, that is, definitely.
Christian Republican President Bush has approved a chain of federally supervised legal brothels, which will open for business in June 2006 in every state. Well, I added that Christian Republican. He didn't say that.
A liar, dude.
He didn't say that in the article.
Oh, okay.
I added
definitely.
Just because I personally think that opening, I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't care. But I think, you know, opening a chain of brothels wouldn't be what Bush would consider Christian or Republican.
Who cares?
Vice President Cheney is expected to attend the groundbreaking ceremony of the first federal brothel, scheduled to open in L.A.
Oh, nice, L.A.
Los Angeles.
That's where we need him.
According to Federal Brothels Program Director John Wilds.
Okay. Let me tell you, I'll better from that one.
Each John Wilds, that sounds like fun.
John Wilds said, each of the prostitutes will be registered with the U.S. government. Yeah!
What?
Woo! So basically, you're getting a fuck with somebody who's got like a fucking, probably like a toe tag, like, you know, what
is it? They've got like a barcode on their neck.
The GPS detector, you know, like embedded in their vagina. So like.
Oh,
but this is.
Wait, I'm offended.
I'm not trying to offend the women here. I'm trying to offend the
women.
Government.
There's one man.
I'm trying to offend the government. The government would go that far.
Only the host of the show.
Sergio, this is the government.
The government would go that far. The government would go that far.
Okay.
But also, each of the prostitutes will be checked weekly for sexually transmitted diseases and monthly for HIV. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's good. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, I think it's a positive step.
I'm still going to use a rubber.
I also think it could be like something, you know, like, you know, all these prostitutes and stuff, they're going to have like these tracking devices. Could that just be a way, you know, to track down all these perverts out there? You know, maybe
yeah,
they're not
perhaps.
Perverts, they're just trying to get their rocks off, but it could be, you know, just a government conspiracy to get everybody, you know, caught and put in jail.
Perhaps it is.
As if they're not crowded enough.
You know what? Perhaps it is, but let me talk just for a second, okay? I don't know. I think that any measure that helps to regulate and protect and really protect the people that are participating in the sex industry, both the prostitutes and the Johns, should be encouraged.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the thing is that prostitution exists. It exists all over the world.
There's no way to stop it.
No, there's no way to stop it. And I don't know. I really think that, you know, I consider myself a feminist, and I don't find any way demeaning to women to exercise her right to use her body as she wishes, and if that means.
Yeah.
And if that means making some money off of her body, then that's truly her choice.
Go for it. And you know, like if you know, it's their choice, because you know you do have those prostitutes out there that it's not their choice. But it, like, you know, I do agree with you on that one. You know, if it's their choice to do it, you know, we're in America. You know, we're free to do what we want. You know.
Absolutely, and it's also quite functional.
I believe in a supply economy, and I don't think that prostitution is a woman's choice. I think it's a man's choice, really.
Okay, well, let's. Okay, can you validate that?
Hey, I pretty much don't think that prostitution would exist if it weren't for men being pigs.
Okay, well, you're probably right, but unfortunately, we really can't. I mean, it's not really something. Okay, so is a man necessarily a pig because he wants to have sex with a woman and not get emotionally involved?
No, because you know
are people pigs? Really though? Let's get down to the fundamentals of it. Is one necessarily a degraded person if they want to have sexual relations with someone and not get all emotional about it?
You know, like I actually
to objectify a person as if they were a commodity, a mutual fund, a stock, or a bond, I think is pretty immoral.
Well, I don't think they're really thinking about stocks or bonds when they're.
Okay, I got this one thing to say.
Dudes get paid to have sex too, right, by the way.
Like, hold on.
Let's hear Rex.
Rex, alright, yeah, because the Rex Kwandel, man, I'm a black belt. Alright, but no, for all you people around in San Diego, you know, you probably don't get the show, but I'm from LA, and we got this guy, Tom Likas, and he has this really good, it's a really syndicated radio show, and, you know, it's really, you know, out there. But one of the things, like, he does is, like, you know, he talks a lot about, you know, like, relationships and blah, 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 you know, how, like, they, you know, at a young age, you shouldn't be in relationships. You should just go out and have fun, you know, have a lot of sex. And, you know, women will call in and they'll be like, you know, Tom Likes, you're such a pig. And he's like, but you know what, am I right? And he's like, yeah, you know, women, a lot of women, they just, you know, from what I understand and from what I've heard is, you know, it's not all about commitment. Sometimes you just want to go out and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it is kind of, somewhat chauvinist to assume that just because a woman is choosing this particular this particular area of work for herself, that somehow means that she's being controlled. I think it's kind of a limited way of thinking. And this is sort of the way that I used to think when I was in school. And then when I finished school and actually went out into the real world and went away from the rhetoric. And I also used to think that. Especially in Asia, where there is quite a lot of prostitution, I thought that I really did believe that that prostitution and sex tourism was a product of capitalism and what we're seeing is this kind of globalization, you know, that we're, you know, this kind of economic and social globalization that's going on. Let me finish my thought. In Southeast Asia. However, I went down there and had the opportunity to live amongst prostitutes for a year, and these are the people that I went grocery shopping with. These people that gave me a ride to work. These are the people that I did laundry with in the morning. These were some really stellar women. And the thing was is that prostitution has existed there long before we saw perverted German white guys go in there. Now, I'm not saying that I liked hanging out with the nasty German dudes that were hanging around, but on the other hand, I think by saying that that prostitution only exists because of men being pigs is kind of limited way of thinking.
I'm not saying that prostitution is in any way wrong. I consider myself a relativist among all things. However, I think that prostitution would not exist if it weren't for some form of marginalization.
Yeah.
Alright, I got a quote here. One prostitute... This is a prostitute who has already been accepted into the program that I had mentioned earlier that George Bush had put into effect, you know, the legal brothels. There's already one prostitute already accepted into that program, Wendy D. Wendy D. Light. I don't know what. I don't. Is that her name? What is this?
Wait a second. Wendy. Wait a second. That's my mom.
All right. Anyways.
Oh, you see, that's your mom.
Her name is not important. She's 23 years old, which I think is kind of young to really like be considered that this is her life's work or anything.
Yeah, definitely.
But she sees the federal brothels as a win-win situation. And I quote, "My bank account goes up and the federal deficit goes down." God bless America.
Yeah!
God bless America.
God also blesses prostitution, of course.
Of course.
Definitely.
I remember reading in the Bible one time about a harem. And that's a lot of women. And
you mean the apostles?
No. I don't know. There's harems in the Bible. It's legit.
Prostitution is like one of the
oldest. There's also hell in the Bible too. So should we be supportive of that?
Prostitution was the reason.
I don't have any Bible quotes
evolved
to back that up.
Okay.
I think you kind of evolved along with it.
No, the first coin actually was made for brothels.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, the what?
The monetary system was invented for the use in prostitution.
Well, we all know what Rusty studied when he was at home.
Prostitution.
Yeah.
That and
pornography.
Masturbation.
With midgets.
Masturbation. with
okay.
Australian
okay,
midgets.
Okay, it's time. Okay, it's time for a new
masturbation
song.
Masturbation okay, so, is not a study. It's a practice. It's okay, like a martial art.
Okay, so let's get started. Okay, this is the Trash Candy Show. Let's get back to business. I'm your host, G-Day Trash Candy.
Yeah, fuck the candy. More trash.
Yeah, we need more trash. Okay, so speaking of trash, let's put on some music. Okay, do we have any requests from the Rex and the Rusties and the Surgeon?
Melt Banana.
Which one? Yeah. Which one?
Dusthead?
Okay, all right.
Tail and Garbage.
Okay,
I have no idea. Just put some on.
Okay, cool. Garbage. Sounds good. Here we go. This is Melt Banana, Tail and Garbage.
This is Sergio Typhoon. You're listening to Trash Candy. It's my favorite radio show right now because I'm on it right now. Tomorrow, my favorite radio show will be, that morning show with the classical music. It's so calming in the morning. I sometimes go back to sleep and
people should really
to go to work.
Five in the morning.
Breakfast
NPR
with Beethoven, that's right. Breakfast and Blowjobs with Beethoven. That's my favorite radio show right now in the mornings. However, on Tuesdays from 10 to 11:30, my favorite radio show is Trash Candy. This is Brian.
And if you want to make
self-titles.
Self-titles, right? They're from Japan. They're cute. It's good.
And by cute, she means hot. Yeah.
Show. I'm your host, DJ Trash Candy, and we are just listening to Riot. Now, this next band that we're going to listen to is who? Tell us, who's this band?
They're called Last Target. It's the lead singer from Thug Murder. It's their new band. And
where are they from?
They're from Japan. I'm not sure where in Japan. But
Thug Murder kicks ass, so I'll give that much. But I don't know about this band. Let's see what they sound like.
Okay, let's get started.
I hope you like them.
Okay, this is one shot, one kill, is that the name of it? Last Target. This is Devil's Invitation.
Last Target, yeah. One shot, one kill. It's not only you who's a bit of a help. The courage just to never
This band, Se Llama Mother Speed. This is my band. I sing for this band. This song is no longer played at all. Only because this. It's about the fact that I don't give a shit about what anyone else thinks and that I do what I want. But somehow it got translated to some sort of straight edge message. And we're not straight edge at all, so we don't play it anymore.
Okay, so which track? Okay, so...
And they're basically puppets of my...
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so which track should we play, Sergio? What's the name of this band anyway? What's the name?
The name is Mother Speed. If you want to go to, like, MySpace, we're on MySpace under Mother Speed.
Okay.
We're totally based off this movie called Rollerblade.
Everybody has MySpace.
Okay.
Now.
I think this is going to be a cover song. Let's just play it.
Okay,
I think the cover song would be better than any of our songs.
Okay, which track? We already played eight. So, which track should we play?
Are we playing number 9 right now?
No, we're playing number 8.
Let's go for 4.
No, we're on 9 already.
No, we're not. Oh, we are? Okay, so which song should we play?
Dude, I know what I'm looking at.
Okay, track 9?
Oh, let me hear it.
Song. Just send. Listen to it. Let's listen to him. Okay, you're ready. Let's go. Ow! Okay, here we go. Only on the Trash Candy Show.
This intro is from the movie Rollerblade by Donald.
Assistants and bellhops.
get to work. If any.
So we're back, and this is. Okay, alright. Y'all put this in the background again.
Trash. Birthday party.
Yeah.
We're so listening to Birthday Party in the background.
Actually,
we have a Japanese girl listening, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really?
I just want to say one thing here.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do an experiment. I want to do an experiment here. Just see how many people are. Shut up. Shut up. See how many people are listening. If you're listening here, go on to MySpace and go to Santa Worm. That would be me. And message me to see if you're listening to the show. I just want to see how many people are listening here.
Man, you narcissist, man.
No, I just want to see how many people are listening. It's just an experiment. I want to see how many people are listening to my ridiculous voice right now.
I also am very narcissistic, and if you're listening right now, instead of messaging me or something, I just want you to start masturbating right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to know that you're masturbating right now to this radio show.
Wait, on the Trash Candy Show, no one masturbates to the Trash Candy Show. There's nothing to masturbate to, man. Weekend. This is a very pure, very virginal. Clean.
Yeah, we're like ruining their like.
Some people find that virginal shit very attractive, and they'll masturbate to like that virgin shit. Dude, are you just saying the word virgin? Just saying the word virgin, or maybe like a virgin?
We're at the end of the show. Okay, enough about masturbation. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of the Trash Candy Show. I'm your host, DJ Trash Candy, and here in the studio we've had some Sergio Typhoon.
My name is Sergio Typhoon.
And
I have ascended the plane of mortals into the plane of demigod. I have not yet received the title of God. I'm only still a demigod.
Anyway, he's done. And so, when can we hear your show? Okay, and where?
We're playing October 27th.
What's the name of your band?
The name of my band is Mother Speed. We're on MySpace. If you want to go on MySpace, we're Mother Speed. You can
MySpace. What's MySpace?
Yeah, MySpace is the new trend. Hold on. Oh, I remember already. I don't need to look at my wallet. We're playing at the Cobalt Cafe October 27th. If you want to come, it's a Halloween show, and is it going to be an all cover band set? And Mother Speed will be covering 7 Seconds. If you've ever heard of that band.
Okay, and so we have you, and then Rusty.
Me llamo Rusty.
Okay, Rusty. Thanks for coming on the show. Okay, and Rex Taekwondo.
Hell yeah.
Rex Taekwondo.
Bubba Gump Rex, aka Roy.
Okay.
At MySpace.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and then dun dun dun.
Edmund Burke.
Edmund Burke.
And okay. Just a side note, it is Edmund Burke's birthday today.
Yeah. What?
Woo! He turned 21 today. Let's get him drunk. Yeah.
Wait, are you serious? Today's your birthday?
No.
No, man. Okay. Anyway, so.
Hey, at work, 3 days in a row, I told a busload of people that it was my friend's birthday, and she was so pissed.
Oh, man. Okay, well, okay, anyway, that was very nice. Thanks for sharing that with us. Okay, so when can we hear your show and where? Okay, because you have
KSDTRadio.org.
Okay, what is it?
KSDTRadio.org. Thursday is 10 to 12. It's the last show of Thursday.
Okay.
Which causes for celebration right there in itself.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so we're at the end of the Trash Candy Show. Let's end with some cool shit. Okay, let's see. Let's end with dun 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 dun. I always play them. Okay, so and the millions of Trash Candy listeners out there probably don't want to hear it. So let's listen to
Johnny Cash. Yeah, let's play.
Should we do it? Blues. Okay, let's end. Yeah, Cocaine Blues. Okay, good night, y'all.
See you later.
Good night.
Buenas noches.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook. took me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, "Will Ely, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down." And yes, oh yes, my name is Will Ely. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dead carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a half past nine, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, "Come on, you dirty hack, into that district court." Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, "Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me." The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. Forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
These men have receptions, Matlock, A50632, and Bat Shelter, A39879. They have receptions.
Yeah.
I doubt that.